It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Mayor Adele Justice of Farron. Now, we just got through elections, and we've got that coming, and hopefully a lot of snow is coming our way. So we're going to talk about what the citizens of Farron need to do when the snow starts to fly as far as leaving vehicles in the streets and those kinds of things. Plus, they've got a fundraiser coming up for an angel tree that their youth council is putting together. And then we'll wrap up talking for just a moment, because they're still trying to put all of the bows on it, and talk about their city Christmas celebration. We'll talk about all that with Mayor Justice. Mayor, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, how are things going over in Emery County and Farron?
Oh, I think we're all happy. Everything is great. We're enjoying this fall weather and looking forward to some snow.
Made it through with water and everything. You guys did really good. I hear that you kind of felt really positive about where you guys were with water towards the end of, you know, shutting off the secondary and all that good stuff.
Right, we did. Our citizens were absolutely awesome in conserving water this summer. We just made strides that we never thought were possible in conserving water. So we're pretty excited about that. People just come together and worked, and it wasn't a tough year like we expected it to be, with a lot of complaints and shutoffs. It was just a community truly coming together. So we appreciated everybody's efforts.
Definitely, definitely a good thing. And that's what I'm hearing kind of from everywhere, is that they were just amazed at how well the citizens and everybody in the businesses did at kind of, you know, curtailing their water use and making it through the spring and summer months. So you guys just had your election over there, and you ran unopposed, which I always think is a good sign, because that means that most people just like what you're doing, right?
Well, I don't know if it's they like what I'm doing or nobody wants the job.
Well, there's always that, too. But I think they tend to like what you're doing. Let's just put it that way.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
No,
and then
I love the Citizens Affair, and I love what I do. And I'm happy that they've chosen me to be the mayor for the next 4 years again. And I'm happy to serve my citizens.
And take them all the way through. And you said you had a council seat that was empty, so that one got filled, and then you had another council member that was reelected. So you guys are loaded up and ready to go for another 4 years.
We are. Jerry Stotler is our new council member, and we are excited to have her aboard, and I think she'll do great things. And the rest of our council is just awesome. So I think we've got good things in store.
All right. Well, we got that now. Now, like you said, we need to hope for snow. And with snow comes, we need to talk about snow removal. And hopefully they're going to have to do it a lot this winter. But let's talk about, you know, the things that are expected of the citizens as far as the streets and those kinds of things are concerned when it comes to snow removal.
Yeah, so here in Farron, we actually have an ordinance that states you're not supposed to have something parked on the street more than 48 hours consecutively. And so we kind of tighten up on that ordinance a little bit in the winter months, especially because of the snow. We ask citizens, when they know that there's a storm coming, to try and get their vehicles, trailers, whatever they have parked out on the streets off, so that our snow plows can get around and get people out. We also appreciate the neighbors that go around and help each other in plowing driveways and that kind of thing. And we see a lot of that here in Farron, and we're always happy to see that happening.
Just always kind of looking out for each other. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
So we've got that. And once again, we're hoping for a lot of snow.
Oh, yes. I'm the lady that loves the snow anyway, so.
Well, I don't mind the snow. That's what I always tell people. If it's going to be cold, it should just snow.
Right.
I don't have a problem with it at all. I've got a few friends that really don't care that much about it. But, you know, at the end of the day, I like not having to worry about where my water's going to come from the next spring and summer more than I hate snow. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. Me too. And I think a lot of people are feeling that this year, especially with the water shortage last year.
And you know what? We've proven that we can get through it. We got through it last year. And just keep that same mindset going into this next year as well. It's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about a couple of fun things you got planned. Your youth council is putting together a Angel Tree fundraiser for the whole community to come out and have fun. And, you know, let's just talk for a quick moment about the Angel Tree program. And it's really geared towards the whole community to come out and help out with this. The Angel Tree is such a great, great program. And these kids have put together a great fundraising idea. And, you know what, come out as a community. When's that going to be?
It's going to be next Wednesday, the 17th, 6 o'clock at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
And it's just going to be a great night. And this is something that the youth council come up with on their own, their own idea. And we've got a great youth council in Farron this year. And so we hope that our community really comes out and supports this event.
It's always great when the kids can get involved because they bring like a totally different perspective to things. And when they get involved, that's really half the battle.
It really is. And we've got great kids here in Farron. And like I say, this group is just outstanding in wanting to do things to make our community better and spread a little cheer.
And that's what it's all about. And that's, once again, next Wednesday night at the fairgrounds. And what did you say, 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock at the fairgrounds. It's going to be an Angel Tree fundraiser. And go out and have some fun. All right, let's wrap up with talking about your community Christmas party. And that's going to come up on December 6th. You said you don't have everything put together just yet, though.
We don't. So, again, our youth council is working on plans for a cookie contest or a gingerbread house contest. We'll have lighting at the park, and, of course, we'll have Santa Claus and just have a great time. Monday, the 6th of December, so we just invite citizens to come on out to watch for the flyers and the details of what we're going to do, and I'm sure it'll be a great time. Always
it,
is.
Absolutely, it always is. And we said that we'll get you back in when it gets a little closer to that time, and we'll talk more about it. Well, Mayor Justice, I think we covered it all. Is there anything else you wanted to add before we get out of here?
No, I think that's it. We're just happy here in Farron to be enjoying this fall weather and just want our citizens to come out and support our Thanksgiving activities. And we want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, too, because this is a year that we have been so blessed. And I hope our citizens will realize that and that they'll count all those blessings.
We're going to be just fine. Mayor Adele Justice of Farron, thank you so much for taking the time out today to talk to us. We really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.